Hello and good morning. This is Nishita and you are tuned in to Market Minutes. Today is Monday, December 16, and here's what you need to know before the markets open. Domestic equity benchmarks, Sensex and Nifty 50 are likely to open flat, tracking mixed global cues. In the previous session, both indices rebounded sharply, ending 1% higher after recovering from early losses of over 1%. Analysts attribute the volatility to the weekly expiry of Sensex derivatives contracts. The morning session slump mirrored losses across Asian markets, which posted steep losses due to a combination of factors including a stronger dollar, rising US Treasury yields, and disappointment in the Chinese economy. However, gains across financial services, telecom, IT, FMCG, oil and gas, and auto stocks fueled the recovery in the Indian benchmarks. By the close, the Sensex was up 1% at 82,133 and the Nifty rose 0.9% to 24,768. The lack of clarity in China's stimulus plans weighed on metal stocks, dragging the Nifty Metal Index down by 0.7%. For the week ended December 13, the Nifty gained 0.4% and the Sensex rose 0.5%, marking their fifth straight weekly gain, the longest streak since July. Sectorally, IT was the biggest gainer, registering a gain of 2.6% for the week, buoyed by the prospects of a strong US economy and higher realization on back of weakness in the rupee. Meanwhile, the FMCG index underperformed owing to the weak guidance given by Godrej Consumer Products. Positive market momentum continues, driven by optimism over economic recovery, government capex in second half of FY25, and a 50 basis point CRR cut by the RBI last week. Additionally, India's November CPI moderated to 5.48%, signaling a potential repo rate cut in February 2025. The US CPI reading was also in line with street expectations, and a 25 basis point rate cut is very much on the cards in the Fed's upcoming meeting on December 18. Globally, all eyes are on three major central banks, the US Fed, Bank of England, and Bank of Japan, for their interest rate decisions this week. Domestically, investors will track India's WPI inflation and PMI data due today. On the technical front, 24,500 is expected to act as a crucial support for the Nifty, with resistance at 24,900 to 25,000 levels. Overseas, US stocks ended the trading week on December 13 near the flat line in a subdued session. While the S&P 500 and Dow Jones recorded weekly declines, the Nasdaq extended its winning streak to a fourth consecutive week. In Asia Pacific, markets mostly advanced in early trade today, with investors eyeing key central bank decisions this week, including the Bank of Japan and the People's Bank of China. The Bank of Japan is expected to maintain its policy rates on December 19, while the People's Bank of China is set to announce its loan prime rates on December 20. On the domestic front, stocks to watch today include Hero MotoCorp, GE Power, and JK Paper, among others. Hero MotoCorp has been signed as the title sponsor for the Hockey India League for three seasons starting 2024-25. GE Power India secured a 18.27 crore rupee order extension from MP Power Generating. JK Paper announced a scheme of arrangement to consolidate its business operations. On that note, let's move to our Voice of the Day segment. Today, we have VK Vijay Kumar, Chief Investment Strategist at Geojit Financial Services, sharing his inputs on the future direction of the Indian markets.
Nifty has recovered about 1,300 points from the low levels of November. The recovery was facilitated by the sudden change in the FII strategy. After relentless selling in October and November, FIIs turned buyers in December, triggering short covering in large caps. RBI's decision to cut CRR by 50 basis points also contributed to the market recovery. Cut in CRR will increase the lendable funds of banks and improve their net interest margins. Leading banking names contributed to the rally in Bank Nifty. Leading banks, particularly private sector banks, are likely to remain resilient going forward. Another positive is the decline in November CPI inflation to 5.48% from 6.2% in October. Since inflation has come within RBI's tolerance band and economic growth is slowing down, the Monetary Policy Committee is likely to cut policy rates by 25 basis points in February. This augurs well for the market. However, the rally is unlikely to sustain. Growth slowdown and flat corporate earnings growth in the first half of FY25 are headwinds for the market. Nifty is trading around 20 times FY26 estimated earnings. There is no valuation comfort in the market. Sustained rally is difficult in the context of slowing economic growth and poor earnings growth. Investors should be cautious. Safety is in large caps.
That is all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day.